I think you've got the Jacksonville Jaguars with, as you mentioned, the number one overall pick and a chance to draft the player that some believe is a generational quarterback in Trevor Lawrence. You've got a team with 11 picks scheduled for the April draft. You've got a team with close to $100 million in salary cap space, depending on how you're analyzing the roster, at a time where the salary cap is going to be down and there's going to be more buying opportunities for teams than ever before in free agency. So if he was ever going to take a job at the NFL level, there couldn't be this many factors coming together all at once in front of him.